Beloved friends, I want to begin with something simple and deeply felt. I believe there is a loving energy that flows through everything and everyone, a steady, sacred current that reminds us we belong to something larger than ourselves. I call it the spirit of life and love. Others name it differently. But whatever name we use, I experience it as the breath that animates life and the warmth that softens even the hardest places within us. When I sit quietly and really pay attention, I sense a moving through people, through nature, through moments of connection that catch us by surprise, and it makes me wonder, how do we stay open to this spirit? Does it need to be nurtured or studied? Does it grow stronger over time? Or is it already flowing freely, simply waiting for us to stop blocking it? Today, I invite us to explore these questions together and to reflect on what it means to channel the spirit of life and love, not as something distant or abstract, but as something intimate, embodied, and available to us right now. Looking back, I think my first awareness of what I call the spirit of life and love came to me when I was just 4 years old, during the first of three near-death experiences. I'll do my best to describe something that honestly feels beyond words. I remember watching myself struggle to stay alive. And then, suddenly, I wasn't struggling anymore. I felt as if my sense of being me dissolved. I was no longer me in the way we usually think of ourselves. I became a wave, one wave among countless others, made up of peace, love, and light. Those waves moved together, growing stronger, more intense, not headed anywhere in particular, but expanding endlessly. There was no fear. Only a deep knowing that this loving expanse was where I belonged, where I would eventually be fully absorbed. It was glorious. And then, not as a voice, but as a clear and gentle knowing, I sensed the message, it's not your time. You have more to give. I felt myself being gathered back together, pulled out of that luminous oneness, and return to this body, this world. I woke up whole again. At the time, of course, I didn't understand what had happened, but looking back now, I believe that experience and others like it has shaped my life in ways I'm still discovering. I think it's part of what has kept me not just alive, but able to keep channeling love into the world, even when it's hard. Like all of us, I've faced my share of trials. In recent years, seeing people in power display entitlement and cruelty has stirred anger, fear, and at times a sense of helplessness. And yet, at the same time, I feel the steady presence of the spirit of life and love moving through me. It doesn't erase those feelings, but it brings me a deep sense of peace beneath them. A peace that reminds me that love is still flowing, that my task is not just to survive, but to pass that loving energy along, a quiet assurance that somehow all will be well. What surprises me most is that the more hardships I face, the stronger that flow of loving energy becomes. Spiritual awareness doesn't protect us from pain. It is often suffering that calls it forward, which once again raises the questions of the how and why of the spirit of life and love I will explore. These questions bring me somewhat unexpectedly to quantum physics. Yes, I'm going there. Okay. Quantum physics tells us that the world isn't made up of separate, isolated particles, but of an inseparable whole. At the deepest level of reality, everything behaves like waves of energy. even particles that are far apart remains mysteriously connected, as if they are still part of the same single entity. Something that exists in quantum physics reality begins to exist in everyday reality through our observation of it. Our attention collapses the waves of possibility into a single point. What if we let this idea shape how we understand the flow of loving energy? What if, when we slow down and pay attention, when we observe the flow of love within and around us, we catch a glimpse of our deep interconnectedness? When I notice the waves of loving energy moving through me, I feel a kind of buoyancy. I suddenly see my place in the universe differently. In those moments, the spirit of life and love seems to whisper, "You are not alone. There is so much relationship and connection all around you. You are part of the oneness." Of course, this understanding of interconnectedness and interdependent is not new to us. It lies at the very heart of our Unitarian Universalist values. We affirm again and again that what flows through one of us flows through all of us. And when we keep that channel open, especially in times of pain, we allow love to do its quiet, transformative work in the world. So if quantum physics gives us one way to imagine how the spirit of life and love flows through and connects all things, we might also ask a very human question. How do we notice that flow? How do we strengthen it? I found one compelling answer in a book called The Awakened Brain by Lisa Miller. In it, she shares research suggesting that human beings are actually wired for spirituality, and that when we engage that part of ourselves, our brains become more resilient. In one study, researchers used brain MRI scans to look at people who had a high genetic risk for depression. They compared those who described having a strong personal spirituality with those who didn't. What they found was striking. The people for whom spirituality or religion mattered deeply had healthier, more robust brain structures than those for whom it mattered only a little or not at all. Dr. Miller found certain areas of our brain, it seems, have a natural inclination towards spiritual awareness, a kind of docking station already built in, a docking station that allows us to observe the flow of loving energy, allowing it to exist in everyday reality. It is where noticing becomes connection. From this research, Miller offers a hopeful idea that each of us, every one of us, is born with the capacity to sense a greater reality and to consciously connect with the life force that moves in, through, and around us. The ability of human consciousness to interact with universal consciousness. This is true whether or not we belong to a faith tradition, whether or not we call ourselves religious or spiritual, whether or not we've ever stepped foot in a church. Some of you may have experienced real-life events that create a sense of profound connection or guidance. The warmth we feel when getting a hug or holding the hand of a friend. The sense of connectedness with the universe while we walk through the grass or hike in nature. Other real-life examples include synchronistic events, which are meaningful coincidences in which inner related thoughts or feelings align with external events. These occur when two seemingly separate experiences connect at the level of meaning or consciousness. Have you ever thought of a friend you haven't seen in years, only to have them call suddenly or appear suddenly? Have you ever heard a song in the radio that perfectly matched your thoughts or emotions in that moment? Have you found yourself in just the right place at exactly the right time? And have you noticed, and have you noticed that once you recognize a synchronistic event, you begin to notice more of them? As if synchronicity builds upon itself, inviting us to pay closer attention. But what causes synchronicity in the first place? Okay, I'm going back to physics. Okay, recall that quantum physics suggests we can no longer think of particles as separate, independent entities. The world is not made up of isolated pieces, but an inseparable whole. And it is our attention, our act of observing, that holds both expressions of reality at once, point and wave, distinctness and oneness. The quantum property of entanglement explains that when two particles become so intimately correlated that what occurs for one co-occurs for the other, even across vast distances, the entangled particles are correlated even when it would seem impossible for the particles to influence or affect one another. This raises an intriguing question. Could quantum physics offer a metaphor or a guidepost for understanding synchronicity? If particles can be entangled, interconnectedness, and correlated across vast distances, might humans, who are composed of countless particles, also be intimately and inseparably entangled, no matter how far apart you are? And might synchronistic experiences be those moments when a wave of possibility resolves into something tangible? Moments when somebody else's particle determines our particles? Times when our own inner receiving station tunes into a field of possibility and observes it as a meaningful coincidence? Some personal examples of times I've experienced synchronicity include times when I wake up early in the morning, not knowing why, and a few seconds later, my phone rings. And it's like 3 in the morning. Why I sleep through the night. Why would I wake up at 3 in the morning automatically? And then my phone rings, and it's my son in Tokyo. And he needs to talk to me because he's got questions about having a newborn or he's got questions about an illness or something. But how did I know to wake up suddenly before the call came in?
The invisible string.
The invisible string. Absolutely. And I'll go off strip here, script here a little bit, but when my sons were young, if I'd have to travel and my husband was taking care of them, we would call on the phone and we would always say at the end, "I send you magic love." And my son, my husband would tell me that my son said that they could feel my warmth and that I wasn't very far away, even though I was hundreds of miles away. The string. An example of being in the right place, synchronicity, is the time I was standing in the baggage line in the Milwaukee airport, leaving on business. I was talking with a couple behind me that said they were on their way to Florida for a long vacation. They had a lot of luggage. Suddenly, the man fell on the floor. He was not breathing. So me and a doctor started CPR. I called for a defibrillator, and fortunately they had one because at that time they weren't in public all the time, but that airport had them. And I shocked him twice, and prior to that, actually a week prior to that, I had received training in the AEDs in the public area. So I shocked him twice, and he started breathing again. By the time the paramedics got there, he was awake. He had a quadruple heart bypass the next day and survived. His wife sent me Christmas cards for several years after that. I believe that when we become spiritually aware through synchronicity, for example, it is a sign that even amid uncertainty, we are aligned with the sustaining force of life. Spiritual awareness is the moment we move beyond our small sense of self and feel connected to something bigger. When the grip of me loosens, we shift from being a single point to part of a wave. Like a muscle, this awareness strengthens with use. In her research using functional MRIs, where they look at the blood flow of the brain, Miller describes watching this spiritual awareness unfold in the brain. She writes, "I was watching the mysterious process by which poems, symphonies, and innovations are born. With presence to reality, openness to new perceptions and information, and the capacity to transform perceptions into ideas, insights, meaning, and action. We'd found the neural docking station of celestial love, unity, and guidance." Understanding this also helped me make sense of a powerful spiritual moment in my own life. This past spring, I traveled to Japan to meet my granddaughter, Lily. That alone felt sacred. The moment I held her, I felt not just the emotion of love, but a loving energy that seemed to wrap around both of us, binding us together. While I was there, my son told me he needed to spend time in his studio. I lay on his couch in the living room, listening as he sang and created. This sound was deeply comforting. It reminded me of when he used to do the same thing when we lived together. A few hours later, he came out and said, "Mom, this song came to me when Lily was born, and I finally had the chance to write it." He played the rough draft for me. The first line was, "There was a melody that escaped from heaven." As the music filled the room, it was as though pure loving energy was flowing through every part of me. Both of us were in tears. The room was thick with love, connection, and joy. Now, my son tells me he's an atheist. And yet, I know, without question, that the spirit of life and love flows through him and into into the universe through his music. I wanted to be able to play it for you today, but it's being released by a label in May, so you wouldn't let me. Okay. Another time, standing waist deep in the ocean, I suddenly felt I am like a wave. Everything slowed, my edges softened, and I felt fluid, connected to something vast. It was dreamlike, until my sister's voice broke into the moment and I was back. Moments like that feel deeply personal, but they're not as mysterious as we sometimes think. Lisa Miller also explored the sense of connection with nature and found something fascinating. The same high amplitude alpha wavelength that resonates throughout the natural world shows up in the brains of people during prayer, meditation, and profound spiritual awareness. It is also the same neural pathway that allows us to experience deep connection with one another. When we awaken to this awareness, we resonate at the same frequency as the living world. I suppose my experiences could be called exercising that spiritual muscle, but I don't believe it has to look dramatic or mystical. Most of the time, it isn't. Sometimes it's as simple as noticing the flow of loving energy when I hold the hand of a patient who is struggling, or when I exchange a quiet smile with a stranger in the grocery store. When I catch myself stuck in my brain in planning and worrying or fretting, I try to gently shift my attention towards noticing the flow of loving energy through my body, through my breath, through the world around me. In closing, we learn that we have an innate docking station for spiritual awareness, and quantum physics may serve as a model for how loving energy flows through us in the universe. The channeling of love is not passive. It asks something of us. To channel the spirit of life and love is to say, I will notice the loving energy flowing through me, connecting me to others and everything. I will not move through my days half awake. I will show up fully in gratitude, in curiosity, in courage. Spiritual awareness is the inner lens through which we glimpse the deepest truth that all of life is sacred and that none of us walks alone. We are wired to perceive and receive what uplifts, illuminates, and heals. May we choose again and again to live awake to the loving energy and to let it flow through us into the world. And let it flow through us into the world. May it be so.